Last week, we mentioned the tour. The tour says that there are 14 words in our introduction to Kedusha. Either it's Nekadish Hashem Chavoylam in Nusach Ashkenaz, or Nagdishach Naritzach in Nusach Sfard. There are 14 words before we reach the Pasuk of Korazel Zev Yama. And that is because in the Pasuk of Korazel Zev Yama there are 14 words, so that's why we make the introduction also 14 words. So, we spoke about the difficulty that in Nusach Sfard, in Nusach Ashkenaz, there really are only 13 words. And that's why there are some people that have the Nusach V'chein Kosuv instead of Ka Kosuv, to divide that word into two words, and if you say V'chein Kosuv, then you have 14 words. But as mentioned last week, the majority of people do not say V'chein Kosuv, they say Ka Kosuv. So the case, there are 13 words. This kasha is asked by the Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Chaf Hei. The Magen Avraham says, because there's a different remez that we're more concerned about. And that is a remez that is mentioned by the Chizkuni in Parshas Hazinu, who says that Moshe Rabbeinu did not mention Hashem's name until after 21 words in Parshas Hazinu. The pasuk Kishem Hashem Ekra, the word Hashem is after 21 words. So therefore, says the Chizkuni, the Chachamim established the nusach of Kedusha that Hashem's name should only begin after 21 words. So in nusach Ashkenaz, Hashem's name of Kodesh 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 Hashem appears after 21 words. So if we would say V'chein Kosuv, so then Hashem's name would be after 22 words. So we prefer to keep to ignore the remez of the tour and to upkeep the remez of the Chizkuni. Even though there are not 14 words in the introduction to Kedusha, there are 21 words before we say Hashem's name. Whereas in Nusach Sfard, we have 14 words in the introduction, which automatically gives us 22 words before we say Hashem's name. So apparently Nusach Sfard prefers the Nusach of the Girsa, the remez of the tour, of 14 words over the remez of the Chizkuni, which is of 21 words. Who's the Rishon? He brings the Nusach Nekadish. So must have been. Huh? Oh, we're going to get there also. So, there are people that daven in Nusach Sfard, and they say V'chein Kosuv. So that's mamish getting, they don't have either one of these, because if you say V'chein Kosuv in Nusach Sfard, then you have 15 words in the introduction, and a total of 23 words before you say Hashem's name. So they don't have not the remez of the tour, and not the remez of the Chizkuni. But they do have a different remez. And that's why they dafke want to say V'chein Kosuv. There is a reason why they want to say V'chein Kosuv. And that is that in the Targum Yonis and Menazil, on that pasuk, Hashem Hashem Ekra, he says, and if you count, I counted to, because I wanted to make sure, Targum Yonis and Menazil says that Moshe Rabbeinu did not mention Hashem's name until after 85 letters. 85 letters from Azinu until Hashem's name are 85 letters. Moshe said 85 letters before mentioning Hashem's name. That's what he's talking about. It says 85 letters and 21 words. Nusach Sfard, if you say V'chein, has 85 letters before Hashem's name. None of the other ones work. If you say it with a Kakosov, or if you say Nekadish HaShimcha, the only one that works out 85 letters is Nusach Sfard with V'chein Kosov. That's why there is a minute to say V'chein Kosov. And the reason why, I guess the significance of 85 letters before mentioning Hashem's name, perhaps, is based on the Zohar. The Zohar Kodesh says that Reb Shimon found difficulty. A person has two eyes, a person has two ears, a person has two nostrils. Wouldn't it have been better if the person would have two mouths? One, to talk all the mundane things a person needs to talk, and then a mouth for Dvarim Shebe Kedusha, for Tefillah and Torah. Reb Shimon was bothered, how can the same mouth that talks mundane matters, how can the mouth then be used for, that same mouth be used for Dvarim Shebe Kedusha? So perhaps, before we mention Hashem's name, we create for ourselves a new peh. We create for ourselves a new mouth. A peh, pez, is 85. Peh, hey. So we create for, before we mention Hashem's name, we create for ourselves a new peh, and it's with a peh that we have prepared with an Nagdishach and Aritzach. We will sanctify you. We will exalt you. When our mouth is prepared for that, then we could say Hashem Tzavokas. Then we could say Hashem's name. So last week we spoke about the significance of the remez of 14 words in the introduction. And we spoke about how Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh counters the Ashekorcha of Amalek. Ashekorcha, Rashi has three pshatim in Ashekorcha, whether it's Lashon Tuma or it's a Lashon of coincidence, mikra, or it's a lashon of krius, of coldness. So these Amalek tries to counter the kodesh, kodesh, kodesh that every yid is supposed to be, as Chazal say in Sechas Bava Basra, that asidim tzadikim sheyemru lefneim kodesh, that tzadikim will rise to a level that the malachim will say kodesh, kodesh, kodesh to the tzadikim. So every yid is supposed to reach that level where kodesh, kodesh, kodesh can be said to them. And countering that is Amalek, that it's Ashekorcha, Ashekorcha, Ashekorcha. We spoke about how the three Ashekorchas counter the three kodeshes. But that the most important kodesh that there is Kodesh al Aro Evet Gevurte, the second Kodesh, which is that Hashem is Kodesh in this world, that we can bring Hashem's Kedusha into this world. And the way to do that is when we're involved in any of our mundane exercises, to do so for Avodas Hashem. Just saw this morning the Mar Naim, this week's parsha, how he talks about this concept of bringing the Rebbeinu Shlom into this world and sanctifying all matters of Avodas Hashem. And he says, tremendous chiddush. He says, because we're accustomed to think that this avodah requires some level of extra level of holiness. That a person should have in mind while he's eating, that he's eating to have koyach to serve Hashem. The Mor Naim says, even if a person eats the pashtus, they're eating, but they make a bracha beforehand, and they say bracha zamozin afterwards, they say bracha achrani afterwards, by doing so, they have been mamlech the Rebbeinu Shel Olam on matters of this world. They have crowned the Rebbeinu Shel Olam as king over the matters of this world. That's an avodah. That we all do. So that is the Hashem Tzivaka. He said, Moloicha la'aretz kivoydai. The Rabbeinu Shalom, the fact that he fills Artius, that is the greatest cover that the Rabbeinu Shalom has. That we're able to be mamluk the Rabbeinu Shalom in this world. So that, we said, is represented by the Yad, the five different fingers of the Rabbeinu Shalom, how he's involved in this world. But what is the significance of 21 words? 21 words before mentioning Hashem's name. So Chazal tell us, Ein Hashem Shalem, Hashem's name is not whole, Ad Sheyemlocha Shmoy Shel Amalek, unless Amalek's name is erased. Because it says in the Pasuk, Ki Yod Al Keis Koh, Elchom Al Hashem Amalek M'dor Doi. As long as Amalek is around, there is a hand that covers Yod Al Keis Koh, covers over Yud Kei. So Hashem's name is not whole until Amalek is erased. So what does this mean? There's a Kedusha Slavi that I mentioned many times. In Parshas Shmois, on the Pasuk, where Moshe Rabbeinu asks Hashem at the burning bush, Moshe Rabbeinu asks Hashem, "Chiyoti has been Yisrael Eretz Mitzrayim. You want me to take my Yisrael Mitzrayim? What zchus does Bnei Yisrael have?" To which Hashem responded, "When you take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, they will be mekabel the Torah on this mountain." Meaning, you're right, Moshe, they don't have a zchus now, but they will have a zchus in the future. The zchus of kabbalas haTorah. To which Moshe Rabbeinu asked, "I'm going to come to Bnei Yisrael. They're going to ask me Masha Moed. They're going to ask me what's his name. Moed Merlein. What should I say to them?" So Hashem says, "Answer them, Aleph K Yud K. Hashem's name, Aleph K Yud K. Eke Asher Eke." Now the word Eye means "I will be." So the Kedusha Slavi explains that Moshe Rabbeinu, what he asked Hashem was, "I'm going to come to Bnei Yisrael, I'm going to tell them that Hashem is taking you out of Mitzrayim." So they're going to ask me the same question. We're in the lowest level. We've fallen to Memta Shari Tumen. In what merit is Hashem taking us out? So I'm going to tell them what you told me, Hashem. I'm going to tell them that you said that when they leave Mitzrayim, they're going to be a Mekabel HaTorah. So they're going to say to me, what is this Midah called? This Midah that Hashem is giving a Yeshua on credit? Right now they don't have a schus, but they are going to have a schus. To which the Rebbe Shlom said, the name associated with that Midah is Aleph Ke Yud Ke, meaning it is the ability of every Yid to say, "Eya, I will be." And that is the Koyach of Tshuva, says the Kedusha Slavi. That a Yid can find himself in the lowest levels. But if a Yid makes a serious commitment, "I will be, Eya, I will be better," then the Yid has been transformed momentarily into what he is going to be in the future. That's what you should tell Klal Yisrael. It is the midah of Aleph K Yud K that will take them out of Mitzrayim. As long if they know that they are making a commitment to be mekabel the Torah, it's as if they're there already. The klipa of Amalek is the klipa that wants us, instead of focusing on what we want to be and what we could be, Amalek has us focused on what we are or what we were. Because Amalek doesn't want us to become what we want to be. And that's why Amalek attacked us baderech b'tzeischem and Mitzrayim when we were leaving Mitzrayim and we were marching towards the Kabbalah HaTorah. When we were focused on what I am going to be, that's where Amalek attacked us. And Amalek was attacked us in a manner of klanech shalom acharecha. He wanted us to focus on what is behind us. And what we were in Mitzrayim, that we were in Memta Sharei Tuma, instead of focusing on where we're marching towards. So Amalek counters the Aleph Ke Yud Ke. He counters this concept of Eya, I will be. And this is why Amalek covers the Yud Ke, Ki Yod Al Kes Ka. He covers the Yud Ke of Hashem's name, because Hashem's name, Yud Ke Vav Ke, represents Hoya, Hoyva V'yeh. He was, he is, and he will be. What letters represent he will be? The Yud Ke, Yeh. So Amalek covers over the Yud Ke. The Hoyva doesn't bother him. The Hoyva or the Hoya. That's what Amalek wants us to focus on. He wants us to focus on what is and what was. He just doesn't want to focus on. He doesn't want us focusing on what we could become. So ki yod al kes ka. So ain't Hashem shalem as long as Amalek is around. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to say Hashem's name yud ke vav ke until after 21 words. 21 is the gematria of aleph ke yud ke. Eya. Eya is 21. If we have the 21, if we have the Eya, if a Yid can say, I will be, that is when the Yud Ke, then Hashem's name can be mentioned. Then Yud Ke Vav Ke can be mentioned. And so by Kedusha, we don't mention Yud Ke Vav Ke, we don't mention Hashem's name until after 21 words. If you daven as Ashkenaz. With this we can understand why Moshe Rabbeinu added a Yud to Yeshua's name. As he was setting out with the rest of the Meraglim to check out Eretz Yisrael. Because Eretz Canaan, the nature of Eretz Canaan before we conquered it, was that it made people feel very small. The word Canaan comes from the word Hachnoah, which is subjugation. It made the nature of the land made people feel very small. That's why, as soon as the Meraglim entered, they said, "We felt in our eyes like grasshoppers," because the nature of the land made people feel very small. And what a Yid needs to do when a Yid feels inadequate, and a Yid feels worthless, a Yid needs to focus on Eya. What can I be? Yes, I'm currently nothing. But I could still be something. So when Moshe Rabbeinu sent Yehoshua into Eretz Yisrael, his name was Hoshea, which his name began with Kevav, which was only the letters of Hashem's name, which represent the current and the past. He didn't have any of the Yia in his name. So Moshe Rabbeinu knew that the Yia would be necessary to counter the Atzas HaMeraglim. So Moshe Rabbeinu added the Yud in front of his name to make it Yud K. The beginning of his name is now Yud K. Kol Yoshiach HaMeatzas HaMeraglim. The Yud K will save Yeshua from Atzas HaMeraglim. To focus on what he could be, what he could become, instead of what they are now. And that's why it was the same Yahushua that Moshe Rabbeinu sent out to battle Amalek. Moshe said to Yahushua, "Say hilochem Amalek, what kind of Amalek should I fight with? Machar, the Amalek that wants to eradicate the tomorrow. He doesn't want us focusing on what we could become tomorrow." So it was Yahushua and Kalev that said, "Ole Nala, we can ascend. We have the ability. There's a future ahead of us. We can become." And I believe that this is shot in the pasuk in Parshas Kisisa. Pasuk says, "Ache shabsoi satishmoyu. Only my Shabbos you shall observe." Shabbos is me'en olam haba. So usually we interpret that to mean it's a taste of the world to come. But I believe that there's the deeper meaning of it is that Shabbos is a time not to focus on who we are or who we were. It's we need to focus on what we could become. It's me'en olam haba. It's a taste of the world that still lies ahead of us. So the pasuk tells us, "Ach, Shabbos, you have to observe the Ach. The Ach is 21, which is the Aleph Kei Yud Kei. Shabbos, you have to observe the Eyah. What I could become, what I will become." And that, there's a Tanchuma. Tanchuma says, these are his words. Zogar asher osa lecha Amalek. Remember what Amalek did to you? Kan ksiv zogar. Here it says zogar. Uveshabbos ksiv zogar. And on Shabbos it says zogar. Shneim shav. They're both equal. It's a medrash pliya. What does one zogar have to do with the other? But l'dvareinu, it's mamish the same thing. The zogar asher osa lecha Amalek is remember what Amalek did to you. Amalek wanted to destroy the Eyah. Our outlook at the future of what we could become. That's what Shabbos is for. It's all shneim shav. Both zochars are equal. So perhaps since the Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh is to counter the Asher Korcha, Asher Korcha, Asher Korcha of Amalek. So there's one remez of Yudalit, which is one remez of overcoming Amalek with the Yad of the Rebbeinu Shleilim in Malay Cholaretz Kevoidai. The other remez is the Chafalev. The other remez to overcome Amalek is to have the Aleph Ke Yud Ke, what we could be. So, Nusach Sfard honors the Yudalit. We honor the Yudalit, Malay Cholaretz Kevoidai. And the Nusach Ashkenaz is concerned about the 21 words because it gives us chizik. It gives us the wherewithal to be able to be oivdei Hashem and not to get caught up in our current or past situation. Rather, we can focus on the Aleph Kei Yud Kei. Now, since I'm a champion of the Nusach Sfard, perhaps the reason why we're more concerned about the Yudalid than we are about the Chaf Aleph, or the reason why we're more concerned about the Malay Cholaretz Kevoidai than we are of the Aleph Ke Yud Ke, is based on a vort in this week's parsha. This week's parsha, the Rebbeinu Shlom says to Moshe, "Nekayim nikmas b'nei Yisroel eisam adyanim." Take revenge, the revenge of Klal Yisrael from the Midianim. When Moshe Rabbeinu goes to B'nai Yisrael, he says, Last day is Nikmas Hashem v'Midyan. We need to go take the vengeance of the Rebbeinu Shleim v'Midyan. All the Mepharshim ask, Hashem said to take Nikmas B'nai Yisrael, to take revenge for B'nai Yisrael. And Moshe tells them to take revenge for Hashem. What's going on here? So the Sforim explain that there are two things really took place here. One was the cause that Benois Moya Midian, that they caused Klal Yisrael to sin, which was Ben Adam Lamakon, to be Liznois al Benois Moya. The second thing was that they caused a Magefa Ben Yisrael. 24,000 Yidin were killed in this Magefa, this plague. Now, the Rebbeinu Shleilam is concerned for his children. So the Rebbeinu Shleilam wants to take vengeance for his children. So he tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Nekoinik Mas B'nai Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, 24,000 Jews died as a result of these people. Take revenge for them. Moshe Rabbeinu, on the other hand, is concerned for the Rebbeinu Shleilam's covet. The fact that they caused B'nai Yisrael to sin. So he tells them, well, the Rebbeinu Shleilam wants to be concerned about us, but we need to be concerned about the Rebbeinu Shleilam. The more we're concerned about the Rebbeinu Shleilam, the more the Rebbeinu Shleilam is concerned about us. Famous words from the Kedushas Levi regarding Chag HaMatzos and Chag HaPesach. I mentioned here before that we call it Chag HaPesach because Pesach is represents that Hashem skipped over our houses. So we're calling it Chag HaPesach, we're celebrating that the Rebbeinu Shleilam did for us. And the Rebbeinu Shleilam calls it Chag HaMatzos, and the Torah is not called Chag HaPesach, it's called Chag HaMatzos, because the Rebbeinu Shleilam is celebrating that we're eating matzos. So each one, we try to be selfless. The Rebbeinu Shleilam is selfless and focuses on us. And we're selfless and we focus on the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Losos Nikmas Hashem v'Midyan. So the Yud Dalid, the Remez of 14, represents the Rebbeinu Shleilam's kavod. Maloich al Eretz Kavodoy. Eya represents our chizuk, right? That we could become. So yes, we have the option to say Nekadosh Hashem Chabayilam and to have the Remez of 21 and be mechazik ourselves, or we can say Nagdisha Manaritzach and we can have the Remez of 14, which represents the covenant of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. We're going to choose the covenant of the Rebbeinu Shleilam, and we're going to say we're going to take the Remez of 14 over the Remez of 21. And I'm certain that Rashi has its own good reasons too. But according to this, I think we can understand the answer of Kasha of Chaim Volozhin. Chaim Volozhin asked the Kasha. It's Tarka Kasha. Gemara says in Masechta Sechum Daf Tzadik Aleph on the base. Ein malachei ha'shoras oim nemshira lamala. Angels do not sing Shira above until we sing Shira down here. And he says that if for some reason across the globe Klal Yisrael would not say Kedusha, Malach would not be able to sing Shira. Ein Malach Ashoras Oim Shira Lamala Ashayim Yisrael Lamala. So he asks, so what do we say about Kiddush? Kadesh Hashem Chaboilam. We're going to sanctify your name down below. Kishem Shemakdish Moise B'Shmei Marav. The same way they sanctify you above. No. They sanctify you above the same way we sanctify you below. We do it first. Right? Nagdishach Naritzach K'noyam Siach Soit Sarfei Kodesh. No. The Sarfei Kodesh sanctify Hashem the same way we do. So, Rechayim Elazner is madchik, that it's like simultaneous. As soon as we begin saying Shira, they also sing Shira. So I think that based on what we discussed, we can really understand this. There's another Gemara, Masechtas Megillah. The Gemara says that when Bnei Yisroel went through the Yamsuf, so Bikshu Malachi Hasharas Lema Shira. The Malachi Hasharas wanted to sing Shira. Some of them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to them, Masa Yodai Tevim Bayam, Batamayim Lem Shira. My handiwork is drowning in the sea, and you're going to sing Shira. And everybody asked the Kasha, why were Bnei Yisrael? If you're not allowed to sing Shira when Hashem's handiwork is drowning in the sea, so why were Bnei Yisrael allowed to sing Shira? Bnei Yisrael sang Shira. Only Malachi were not allowed to sing Shira. And I think that the answer is that what was the greatest simcha, kiviyachol, to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf? The greatest simcha of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam was that Klal Yisrael was saved. His children were saved. But if you look into the Shiras Hayam, there's almost no mention of it. Ashira Lashem, what did they sing? What did Klal Yisrael sing to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? Not that he saved us. Ashira Lashem ki goy go. We are going to sing to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's name was great and the entire world saw that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is in charge of the world. He's in control and you can split seas. The waters all over the world split. That is what Klal Yisrael sang Shira about. Not about the fact that their lives were saved. They sang Shira that was totally selfless Shira. It was a Shira that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's name was great. It's the type of Shira the Malachim sing. Malachim sing Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. That's what Malachim sing. The Malachim sing about is Godless Havayah. But that only has value because Bnei Yisrael were being selfless. That is why that Shira was so precious. But the Malachim have no business singing Shira about Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. They should be singing Shira that Klal Yisrael was saved. Because that was the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Simcha. Masa Yodai Tevim Bayam? Va'atamayim Shira? You're singing Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. You should be singing that Bnei Yisrael were saved. So perhaps this is why the Malachim can't sing Shira before we sing Shira. Because our Shira is much more precious. Our Shira, when we say Kadosh, 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 and we're not focusing on all of the miracles that Rebbeinu Shel Olam does for us on a constant basis. We're singing a selfless Shira. We're talking about the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is godless. That's what we're singing about. It's so much more precious when it comes from a people that could be focusing on their own salvations, yet they're focusing on godless Abayra. It's much more precious than the Malachim. That's all they have to focus on. is Galdus Avoyer. So what we say is, Rabbanu Shalom, the Kaddish Hashem Chavayilam. We're going to sanctify your name in the world. So you might ask, how are we going to sanctify it? Are we going to sanctify it the way we should? We're going to talk about all of our salvations, that you give us bread and that you give us all the things you give us? No. We're going to sanctify you the way the Malachim sanctify you. All we're going to talk about is Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. We're not going to talk about all the favors you do for us. That's all selfish. Our Shira is going to be selfless. The Kodesh is Shimcha Ba'olam, Kishem Shemakdish Moise B'Shmei Maran. We're going to sanctify you the same way the Malachim sanctify you. We're only going to talk about Galdus Avoyer. We're not going to talk about our own selfish issues. Yeah.
On a simple chat thing, but that means the Malachim don't share a position before for themselves anyway.
That what?
Does that mean that the Malachim never can share?
That's a good question. Maybe not. And by the way, you asked me to look up for the where the Kedusha, the source of Kedusha, where it dates back. It's already mentioned in the Gemara, Chafal from the Beis Brachas. So I have to assume that it came along with Shemoneh Esrei from Nashik and Hasagadah. So the Ebshel Ha'alf, we should always sing Shira to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for a godless Haboyer at all times, despite the fact that we should all have Yeshuas in every area of our lives. We should always be focused on godless Haboyer.